Wednesday the 18th of August, Ches Elul, Rabbi Yitzchok Hirsch, Tekiah Shofar.
Very good morning to everyone. The Chaya Odom in the beginning of Hilchus Rosh Hashanah brings the Makor for the Minig in Klal Yisrael to blow Shofar the whole of Chodesh Elul every day after Shachris. And I'll read out his Loshon V'zeh L'Shoine. באהבת הקדוש ברוך הוא עם ישראל היה בלהיט ויסונו וציוונו לשוב לפניו בכל עת שנחתו ואף שהתשובה יופה בכל עת even though תשובה is demanded of every one of us and it's acceptable all year round מכל מקום חודש אלו הוא מובחר ומוכן יויסה שמקובל תשובוסי משאי ומייסה שונה חודש אלו לזה חודש where even a tshuva which is not b'shleimus is mekubal and it's more acceptable than all year round. Says the Chaya Odom, why? Lefi shiyomim eilu hem yimei rotzoin me'eis shenevchanu la'om. These days, Chodesh Elul and Tishri until Yom Kippur, are yimei rotzoin from the time that we were chosen to be the chosen nation in after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shekeshechotu Yisrael be'egel v'nishtavu ha'luchos b'yudzayin b'tamuz. When the Yidden sinned with the Cheta Egel and the luchos were broken for alidei Moshe Rabbeinu on Yudzayin b'tamuz, v'achaze ola Moshe b'har, Moshe had to go up and ask Hashem for forgiveness, v'yichal Moshe, v'yispalel v'omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu p'solecho afterwards Hashem had agreed and he's told Moshe Rabbeinu to carve out, to choose a new set of luchos. When Israel selitin loy luchos shniyos, v'oz olav Rosh Chodesh Elul, then Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, v'nishtai shom ad yom kippurim shehoyo gemar kapora. Moshe Rabbeinu stayed there until yom kippurim, when the kapora was completed. The Tana de Be'elyo goes even further, and he explains the matzav of the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar in those 40 days. Yisrael hoyinoyagim kol oisam hayomim tzoyim v'tanis. They were b'tzoyim v'tanis all those days. V'yoyim achrin shebekulam dehainu ba'asorah v'tishri. Gozru tanis v'lonu v'tanis. They were gozer a tanis for that doyr and for all the doyrs haboyim. Ulefikoch nikva oyster yoim, the hainu yoim akipurim la kapora la oilam. Therefore, that day was kavua for yoim kippur, for yoim kapora la oilam, for all the doyrus aboim. Says the Chaya Odom weiter. Ulefisho yomim elu yimei rotzin la oz. Because those days in the mitzvah became yimei rotzin, just like Yetzias Mitzrayim became a chag haPesach. And Matan Torah became Chag HaShavuos. So therefore those days, Lochein b'chol shana v'shana mis'oyre oyde rachmim l'malo v'hem yimei rotzin. Every year, ad kol ha'doyres, these days that in the Midbar was yimei rotzin, they became yimei rotzin forever ad sof kol yimei ha'doyres. Ulefi shekshe'ol ha'moshe toku b'shoifa, because when Moshe Rabbeinu went up on that day on Rosh Chodesh Elul, Toku b'shoifa b'machne lo idia li Yisrael shlo yitu oid. They wanted every person in Klal Yisrael to know that today is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu is going up, and we don't want the same mistake k'moshe tov k'sha'olo l'kabaluchos rishonos. We want it to be clear that we have charota on the Avera and a Kabbalah on the Osid. We want to make sure that every person in Klal Yisrael knows that today Moshe Rabbeinu has gone up. They blew the shofar. Lechein, gam anachnu, noyagim litzkoya b'shofar b'chol yom Rosh Chodesh Elul. Also we start on Rosh Chodesh Elul with a tkiyas shofar, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was ol olam harim, and we continue the whole of Rosh Chodesh Elul to give us that message, the same message, shlo yitu oid. Says the Chaya Odom, v'ikah tkiyas hu l'oire leiv ha'om, v'ikah tkiyas, the purpose of the tkiyas is to awaken the hearts of Yiddish and Shomas, ulahachrid liboisam she'oiru liboisam l'tshuva, and to shock the hearts of Yiddish Neshomas in order to do tshuva. Kichein teva koila shofar lahachrid, that is the nature of the koila shofar, is to awaken, k'moshe kosov ba'amos, like it says in Amos, imitoka shofar be'ev, v'am lo yechrodu, No one can continue when he hears the sound of the shofar without getting a shock to his heart. The makoy of the chayah odom, is a pirkei d'Avilezer, pirkei memvov, and over there the pirkei d'Avilezer adds that is pshat in the pasuk Ola elekim b'slua Hashem b'kol shofar. It's going on that day that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, and it's telling us that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up and there was a tekiah, and Hashem saw that they were mekabel on themselves, shlo yitu oid, that is the day that Hashem was nis'ala, and Hashem changed from the midas adin to midas harachmim. Olo lekim b'sua Hashem b'kol shofar. And this din is brought in Torah Chaim, Simon Tov, Kuf Pei Aleph. The Bach adds another term, and he says, "Kedei la'avei v'asotan shloye noida loimosa yei Rosh Hashanah." So far we have two tamim. We have the tam that we start to blow on Rosh Chodesh Elul to remember the time that Moshe went up to Shemayim and they blew shofar klal Yisrael and they accepted their mistake. We have the second tam of the Bach, "Kedei la'avei v'asotan." Ulai, if we try to understand what's behind Tekiah Shofar, maybe together, B'siyat HaShemaya, we'll realize how deep this Takona Chazal was to blow Shofar every day. We'll understand it even better. Derech Agav, another Makor I saw for the Tekiah on Chodesh Elul, is a Pasuk in Tehillim, Pei Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, Tikur B'Chodesh Shofar B'Kesev Yem Chageinu, Ki Chod L'Yisrael Hu Mishpah L'Elekei Yaakov. Pashtus, Pshat is like Rashi says, it's going on Bakeser Aleph Tishri, and Choykli Yisrael is referring to the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Yoim Tur Yi Elohem, Choykli Yisrael, this is a Choyk, Mishpat Lelekei Yaakov. It's also a day of Mishpat for the whole of Klal Yisrael. But there is also a Pshat, it's a Remez, Tikku B'Choydesh Shofar, the Choydesh of Elul, the whole Choydesh, you should blow Shofar, Ki Choykli Yisrael is going on the Bakeser. On the Aleph Tishri is a Choyk. Mishpat Lelekei Yaakov. That is going on the Tekiyas of the Chodesh Elul. It's in order to get ready for that Yoim HaMishpat, in order for that we should remember Shlo Yitu Oid, that same message that Moshe Rabbeinu had for Klal Yisrael when he went up to Shemayim. The Dark Moshe on the Torah brings this Pasuk and he says that this is a smach to our Shitta. We hold it like the Levush Srod that we start blowing shofar on base Shalosh Chodesh, because it says Tikur B'Chodesh Shofar. Chodesh is 30 days. It's made out of the 28 days from base Shalosh Chodesh Elul and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Because it says Tikur B'Chodesh Shofar. Masha'in Kain, there's the other shittas, the Levush and the Shlo hold that you start from Rishon Rosh Chodesh in order that it should be 40 days. Just like Moshe went up Lamorim on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, if you count from there, it's 40 days, till Yom Kippur. Therefore, they hold that you start from the first day of Rosh Chodesh, because they hold that that's the main time, because of Bashar Sha'ol Moshe Lamorim, we want to remember that day. Let's go a bit further. Tfilis Musaf of Rosh Hashanah has Malchus Achrona Shofres. We finish the Shofres with the following Lashon. Ki ata shemea kol shofar umazin tur ve'ein doy melach. The words ein doy melach are hard to understand. Everyone can listen to the shofar. All of us can listen to the shofar. But there's something more over here. Ein doy melach. Hashem listens a different type of shmia. And I saw two moedike esperim in the Sefer HaMayadim from a Tzvi Heshfaber. I'll start off with the first pshat. And the Tzvi Hesh says like this. Let's stop and think into the creation of man, of Adam HaRishon. Be'emes, this creation is such a mixture that it's a plea. It's hard to understand. And he brings a medrash. The Chazal in the medrash says, brings down the pasuk in Bereishis, Vayitza Hashem Elokim es Adam, says Chazal, b'shnei yudin. Shtei yetziris. There were two yetziris. There was a yetzira min atachtoinim, and the Medrash explains. The Elyonim, the Hainu, the Bria, which is an Elyonim, the Hainu, the Malachim, they were taka made, they were created, b'tzelem u'b'tmus alekim. Over, einam parim v'rovim. They don't multiply. V'atachtoinim, the Yetzirah that was made before the sixth day, which were the behemoths, polim v'lovim, they multiply, avalo nivru b'tzelem u'b'tmus, but they don't have tzelem u'tmus elekim. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu says the Medrash, Hareini boiroi, I will create a creation b'tzelem u'b'tmus minu elyoinim, which has a tzelem u'tmus elekim minu elyoinim, like the Malachim. Of a power of a rover, of a they multiply, ma'atachtoinim like the tachtoinim. Says the Medrash further, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, imani boiroim ho elyoinim hu chai ve'inoy meis. If I'll create another creation, which is like the elyoinim, they will live forever, like the malachim. V'kva yesh li malachim, I already have malachim. Min ha-tachtoinim, if I will create a creation similar to the tachtoinim, the hainu the behemoth, hu meis ve'inoy chai. The behemoths in any case are considered mesim. They don't have chayim. Evro oisoi meho elyoinim umen atachtoim. Vos is pshat in the Medrash, until the sixth day Hashem had created already the malachim and the behemoths. The malachim were tzelem u'tmus elokim, and when they served Hashem, they had no netiyas to any dovah gashmi. Kulam ahobim mevurim, when they did their Avoida was oisim ve'eim of yirutzoin koinam. They weren't missing anything, nothing disturbed them. The behemoths, they don't have any musag of an yonish shemayim. The behemoths, apostle the behemoths, what do they have? A chilash stia. Of a man was created, mivcha yitzurim v'neizah apriya, was created a mixture of both. He included both. Hashem included the tzelem b'dmus elokim, which is the neshama, which is a chilak elikam imam. It's from the Kedusha Elyoina, which thrives the whole time only for Hasogas HaTorah of our mitzvahs and Kol Dovah Ruchni. And that's why when a person wants to do a mitzvah, because he's made out of this mixture, the Guf HaBahami sometimes prevents him, but afterwards, he's satisfied. Why? Because he's Mekayim the Tzivoy Hashem, Nase Odom B'Tzalmeinu Kedmuseinu. What does it mean, Tzalmeinu? Tzalmeinu is the shadow. A shadow of a person reflects on the person who's creating the shadow. The shadow, the person moves, the shadow moves. We are also the tzeil. Hashem made us b'tzelem elokim. What does it mean, tzelem? That with our p'olos and with our maisim, if we go b'midos of Shalom Kodesh Baruch Hu, we show that there's a creator. We show, we reflect the creator, the person who created us. Da'ayinu Hashem Yisbach. Al yedei that a person stands b'nisyonos, and he chooses b'toiv, and he doesn't go after the choyma agashmi, Hashem gave us the opportunity to be mis'aleh, even more than the malachim, who haven't got these nisyonos, who haven't got the guf to look after. And zikha the inin of iskadosh atzmei b'mutaloch, they haven't got. Let's go back to the posuk, to the tefillah, ki ata shemea koi shayfo mazen tuo ve'in doi meloch. Hashem is prepared to change from midas adin to midas arachmim. Al yedei the shayfo, like we said, olo lekim besu Hashem bekoi shayfo, ve'in doi meloch. Even though we haven't fulfilled, and we haven't accomplished the proper posuk of Nasa Odom B'Tzalmeinu, we haven't been mamash like the Bu'i Malo, we've been more like the Bu'i Mata, Ein Doimeloch. We haven't been the tzel, we haven't been the complete shadow like you asked from us. Nevertheless, Hashem is prepared to listen to the Kol HaShofar and change to Midas HaRachmim. That's the first pshat in Ein Doimeloch. The second pshat is as follows. It is Yodua that the Tkia is a symbol of a sound of Simcha. Mashenkin, the Chua, is a symbol of Tzora, of anguish, of heartbreak. Like it says in Parshas Pa'aloischa, V'chisavoyu mechoma v'atzchem, v'harei oisem b'chatzitzit. Harei oisem is Russian Chua. When there's mechoma, it's Chua. Then it's a Loshen Tkia. When you've got Simcha, you've got Yom and Tovim, it's a Loshen Tkia. Says the Tzvi Heshfarbe, Midoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Loi Kemidas Basav Adam. If we look around at the Teva the nature of people, how do different people get reactions from others? Dahainu. If a person sees someone else, either his friend or even someone who's not completely his friend, he's successful, he has a nice mishpocha, he's matzliach, he has panosa, segeitim, he's happy. Such a person has plenty of friends. People want to be friendly with him. They feel they'll gain from being friendly with him. They'll be mashadat with him. So it's something which is worth it. Mashaykin, unfortunately, the people who are not so matzliach, the people who are nebuch b'tzorah, whatever it may be, either a mishpoch diketzorah, a health diketzorah, or if someone's not matzliach and panosa, you find people are not so happy to get close to him. Maybe it'll cost me. Maybe it'll bother me. Maybe I won't be able to be b'sholim. People want to divide tzach. They want to keep their distance from these people. Aber bei der Eibisch des Pinkfaket, Koroi Vashem l'nishprei leiv, Hashem oimid l'min evyon, Hashem stands on the right of evyon. Hashem is close to the shvur leiv. It says in Tehillim, Kirom Hashem v'shofal yireh, shofal yireh, someone who is low, who is not matzliach yireh, Hashem looks after him. O gevoya mimecha ki yeda, aber gevoya, someone who is matzliach, and he has everything, Hashem is more further away from him. Says the Tefillah, Ki ato shemea kol shofar mazen tura. Shemea is listening from close. Sorry. Shemea is listening from far. Ashmia is from far. Mazin is listening from close. Ki ato shemea kol shofar. You listen from far to the kol shofar, that's the tkiya, the sound of a person who is happy and successful. Umazin tur, but the person tur, the person who's broken, the sound of the shofar that comes from a broken heart, umazin, that you listen from close, complete faket to boss of Adam. Ve'ein doy meloch, because you're not like boss of Adam, because Hashem's midas is pink faket, that's why atah shemea kol shofar umazin tur. So we have two pshatim in the Ein Doy Meloch. Firstly, Ein Doy Meloch pshat was that we unfortunately haven't managed to live up to the Nasa Odom Etzalmeinu. And the second pshat was that Hashem's midas loy kemidas bosav Adom. Ein Doy Meloch, even though we tend to go to the more successful people, Hashem is pink faket, Hashem is korev, Hashem is nishvrei leiv. Ad kan the Sefer Me'adim. If we stop and think into these pshatim, we can see that the kol ha-shofar is not just the sound. It's not just the actual shmir of it, it's what's behind it. According to the second pshat I'll start, the broken heart and the ke'ev and the anguish behind the shofar, that causes Hashem to be mazin trua, to be close to that trua. And according to the first pshat, we have to use that tkiah to show that we are prepared to be more Nasa Odom B'Tzalmeinu, to be Mekadosh Mo'ed Rabbim and show and reflect our Creator. Like Chazal say, Imru l'fonei Malchus k'dei shetam lichuni aleichem. The Inyan of Amiras Malchus is also on the same lines. Al yedei the Amiras HaMalchus and the Tkiyas, we show that we're prepared to be Meshabed ourselves, both Ruchnias and Gashmias, in order to reflect on our Creator, to be Mekayim, the Tachlis of Odom, Nasa Odom B'Tzalmeinu. Lefi Zeh, the Takonas Chazal of Tkiyas Shofar and every day of Elul, Lechoira is becoming clearer, it's more of a practical Eitzah. In order we should be able to practice listening to the Shofar, but not only listening to the Shofar, at the same time to make sure that the shofar is coming from Shvur Elev. We should be able to be close to Hashem. Hashem should be able to listen to us from close. And also to use that tkia as a Kabbalah's own Malchus Shemayim. I'd like to go further with Nefesh Shimshon, who explains a bit for us. He puts the picture, what happens at the time of tkia's shofar. But I'd like to first bring a Sif Sechayim. The Sif Sechayim brings a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which is well-known Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, I won't go through the whole Gemara, but the Gemara asks, Shofar nami bin b'chutzu, Shofar is not something which is considered in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and for the Gemara, kiven de lezichrinu kibifnim tom. Because shofar is ma'ala al tefillas, and it takes it bifnai bifnim, mamash ad kisa kovit, it's got a din of kibifnim tom, it's got the same din as the avoida inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Oy Yisrael says that a person, every Yid, has to use this Gemara, and he has to try and imagine to himself the matzav of the Kohen Gadol in the, as he's standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim doing the Avoida, in order to awaken himself and understand what it means Eima Sadin at the time of Tfilat Shofar. Lizichrinu, says the Oy Yisrael, pshat is that at the time of Tkiyas Shofar, Yidden are asking to be judged. And Kilifnim Domi Psha is that at the time of Tkiyas Shofar, we have actually entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now there's one difference. Once upon a time, the Kohen Gadol had to get ready, B'shlichus Kol Am Yisrael, he had 7 days to be Purish, and afterwards he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim trembling. We have a Bruch of Tkiyas Shofar, we have the Tkiyah, and that opens the door, and suddenly we find ourselves Mamash Lifnai V'Lifnim, exactly opposite the Kisa HaKovit. From this din, Shofar K'Lifnim Domi is also a halachic aspect. The Gemara says that Ullah holds that because Shofar has got a din K'Lifnim, therefore it's got the same dinim as the Kohen Gadol's clothes. The Kohen Gadol inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim would only wear big day lavan, because ain't katega nasa senega. So therefore also a shofar cannot be a shofar shel para, because para would remind us of the eagle, ain't katega nasa senega. Therefore we have a din, says Ulla, that we cannot blow shofar with a shofar shel para. Says the Siv Sechaim that it's a chesed, Hashem, that we are judged at the time of Tkiyas Shofar. Because there is no one in Klal Yisrael who stands by the Tkiyah without having a Soyrus L'tshuva. Everyone has a shtikel in Soyrus L'tshuva. Like it says in the Pasuk, Yimitoka Shofar Be'ir V'am Lo Yechodu. On these few seconds of Tkiyas Shofar that lets us stand Bifnayu Bifnim, says the Siv Sechaim, it would be mamish terrible if we wouldn't use those few seconds to be Mephias, our Creator. And he brings a Gemara in Yom HaPezayin. The Gemara says, a Maisa with Rav. Rav Havalei Milsa Bahadir Hahu Tavch. Rav was hurt by a certain butcher. Came Erev Yom HaKippurim, and Rav was waiting for him to come and appease him. Lo Osu L'Kamei B'Mah L'Yom HaKippurim. Omar Iyu, Rav didn't want this person to get punished. Omar Iyu, Ezel, Anon of Yusle, I'll go and I'll stand next to him. Maybe he'll remember and he'll ask me Mechila. And Rav went and stood next to him, and nothing happened. He didn't ask. He didn't use that opportunity. Says the Gemara, Al Yedeize Nigza Olav Shiyerak. Says the Sifsi Tzaddik, the time of Tkiyas Shofar can be compared to that story. If we get that opportunity, which happens once, twice a year, because of the second day of Rosh Hashanah, to stand if naive if nim chas v'chelila, if we don't use the opportunity to be mefayis the boira, to be mekabel charot, to have charot and be mekabel ala osid, not to do averus. If we don't use that time, then chas v'chelila would be, we can compare it to that Gemara. I saw in the Sefer Lekach Libov from the son of Gedaliah Shah, and he explains that's the reason why, if you see by Tkiyas Shofar, the minig of Klal Yisrael is that you bring the women, all the children, as many as possible. Obviously, they shouldn't disturb Tekiah, but the minig of Klal Yisrael is to bring everyone. Says the Lekach V'Libov that what we're trying to do is, we're trying to use that those few minutes on Rosh Hashanah where we get an opportunity to stand, Mamash Lefnei Kisa HaKovod, we're trying to use it to the utmost. And even if, what we're saying to the Eibishter is, even if we cannot be Zoicha on our own rights to a Git Gevensh Dio, at least these children who haven't sinned, who haven't had any Aveiros, these children should be Zoicha to a father and a mother who is Gesinnt, and to all the things that they need to help them grow up. That's what we try to show Hashem at the time of Tkiyas Shofar. Asei leman gvorei cholov shloi poshu, asei leman tzenoikas shaveis rabo. And now I will finish off with the Nefesh Shimshon. Reb Shimshon Pinkas explains what exactly happens at the time of Tkiyas Shofar. And Kedakoi, he explains with a moshel. He says, for example, there was a Rebbe who had a Talmud in class who was very disturbing. We'll call this Talmud Yankele. The Rebbe of this Yankele had enough. And one day, he called up his father and he said, listen, I want to list out to you exactly why I'm upset with your Yankele today. And he says as follows, he says, it came to the Shia and he didn't listen. It came afterwards to break time and he broke the windows in the class. To add to that, he also took my pen and he broke it. And to add to that, he's also hitting and being disobedient in class. The father was very upset. And when the father came home, we can all imagine what happened. He started to paskenos. The first thing this yankler wasn't going to get, he wasn't going to use his bike for 30 days. He wasn't going to have a certain toy for this week. And on top of that, he also got a patch on his face. The child comes out of this matzav and he's terribly disturbed. He is so upset with himself, he feels bad, he knows he didn't behave. He starts to walk out the room, he runs upstairs into his room, he closes the door and by mistake the door hits his finger and he gets terribly hurt and he screams with all his koyach and he screams, ow, it hurts. The father and the mother downstairs heard this noise, and as soon as they heard that sound, the ow of the child, suddenly that's where the din stopped. And suddenly the parents changed to a midah of rachmim. They looked at him, what do we need to do? They bandaged him, they took him to the doctor, they saw he's not calming down, they promised him a new bike and a new present and a whole load of good things for him to eat. Everything changed. Says of Shimshon, the time of Tkiyas Shofar can be compared to this mashal. In the beginning of the day, Hashem starts judging everyone, and everyone goes past, as it says in Sana Tokef, and Hashem looks at all what happened throughout the year, all the certain Averis, Cholila Klalisol have been over, and the Mastinim are standing there, and suddenly every shul at its own time makes a bracha of Litkoya b'shofar and they blow the shofar. What happens at that time? Suddenly Hashem hears an anguish. B'nei b'chol Yisrael, Hashem listens and Hashem can hear. Oi, there's a terrible sound downstairs from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are very hurt. And as we started off, the tkiyas are coming from a broken heart. What happens? Hashem says, I have to go and help my Klal Yisrael. And Hashem goes and showers them with a whole load of gifts and a whole load of good of brachos and yeshuas for the new year. Klal Yisrael should be zoicha to a good year. Because Hashem has this achmonus of Klal Yisrael al yedei the tkiyas shofar. And I'll just end off with making a sikkum what we have said today. Chazal gave us these 30 days. In order we should practice those few minutes which our whole life depend on, Aleph Tishri and Beis Tishri, we should practice to know, to stop and think, at the time of listening to that Tkiyah, we should remember that the Tkiyah has to come from a broken heart. We want Hashem to be Kolov Hashem in Ishvalev. Hashem should be close to us at the time of the Tkiyah. We want to remember to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim. We should be mekayim the purpose of Adam on this world, to be mekayim the tzelem elokim, to reflect our Creator. We also want to remember that at the time of the tkiyah, we find ourselves lifnai v'lifnim. We mustn't cholila waste even a single second. We have to be chayse b'tshuva on that time, and we have to practice it so that when it comes the real thing, emet Hashem, we will all be zoicha. And my biggest hedyot is that all of us and the whole of Klal Yisrael should be zeicher to a tkiyas shofar ketakonos chazal, which will sure be ma'ore the koila shofar tka b'shofar gadol l'chayoseinu b'mheir v'meinu amen.